news that the king of Egypt, who desired his death, had died, stirred Moses profoundly. Perhaps it would now be possible for him to return to Egypt and help his people. But what was he to do? He was, after all, just a humble shepherd who kept the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. What could he do against the armed might of Egypt? One day, almost instinctively, Moses led his flock far into the wilderness until he came to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. As he walked, deep in thought, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush.
"That's strange. That bush is on fire, but it isn't burning up. I wonder... I'll go closer and have a look."
As Moses came near, a great voice called to him from out of the bush.
"Moses! Moses!"
"Here am I."
"Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I am an angel of the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt."
"Who am I, angel, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
"Be not afraid, for the Lord God will be with thee."
"But, angel, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, 'The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you,' they will not believe me."
"What is this in thine hand?"
"A rod, angel."
"Cast it on the ground."
As Moses threw his staff on the ground, God turned it into a serpent. And as Moses grasped the serpent by its tail, God transformed it into a staff again. And God gave him a second sign, making his hand white as a leper's, and then healing it again. By these signs, God promised Moses that the children of Israel would believe him. But still Moses had doubts.
"I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech and of slow tongue."
"Who hath made men's mouths? Or who maketh the dumb? Hath not the Lord? Now therefore go, and he will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say."
"But I do not feel equal to the task."
"Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. He shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God."
And so the last of Moses' misgivings were overcome. He was now ready to go, the more so as God told him that his brother Aaron would come out of Egypt to meet him on the way, and that all the men who sought his life because of the slayings of the Egyptian overseer were dead.
"Jethro, may I have a word with you?"
Yes, Moses, what is it?"
"Jethro, I want leave to return to Egypt."
"I thought the coming of the Egyptian traders the other day stirred your memories."
"I want to see if any of my family are still alive."
"Will you be wanting to take Zipporah and the children along?"
"Yes, I would, but I fear the dangers are too great."
So be it then, Moses. Go in peace."
Thus, 40 years after he had first come to Midian, Moses set out to return to Egypt. In many ways, he was a different man from the young man who had fled from Egypt. Now he was patient, where he had been quick to grow angry, humble, where he had been proud. His years as a shepherd had taught him much and prepared him for the much greater task of leading the children of Israel, with God's help, out of bondage. Just as God had foretold, his brother Aaron met him on the way.
Aaron!
Brother!
Oh, I can hardly believe it's you. You've changed so.
So have you. But I would always have recognized you by your eyes.
I have so much to tell you. So much has happened. Just imagine, Aaron. God himself spoke to me through an angel.
God spoke to me, too, in a dream, telling me to meet with you here.
He spoke to me on Mount Horeb. He told me...
And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord and all the signs by which he had commanded him.